Amen. Our God is faithful.
Yes.
Faithful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No foolishness about Him.
No.
No part-time about Him. He's full-time.
Right.
Full-time. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I know Him.
Amen.
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 It's just been this talking about the camp meeting. I've been in two camp meetings in 3 weeks. And they both, I would have to say, they're the best I've been in my lifetime. The best. This one has been great. It was great. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Even though I was partial sick, I never took a bed. Never took the bed. But I'm telling you, I've been through some things past 3 weeks. But God's been with me, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate this church. It's just a great church. God's got His hand on it, and He's going to help you if you keep in the direction you're going. God's going to help you. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say that I appreciate your prayers, and even when I'm gone, when I'm not here, you're praying for me, and I know that, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Amen. I pray for you, too.
Thank you.
I don't boast in that. It's my duty.
Right.
It's my duty.
Amen.
It's our duty. Paul said, pray for just who you want to. Is that what he said?
No.
What did he say? Pray for all men everywhere. I just don't feel worthy of that. Well, if you're a Christian, you are. You can do it.
Yeah.
That's what God said you could do. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Being obedient to God.
Right. That's it,
amen.
Lord.
If you don't stay on your knees long enough, you run out of things to say, and you're not standing down there very long then. Amen. All right, Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, verse 16, verse 21, and then also Revelation 3. Revelation 2, chapter 2 and verse 5, and then we'll be reading verse 16 and verse 21. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Verse 16. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against thee. I want you to notice these things. I'll come and fight against you. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
To have God fight against us. Fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Verse 21. And I will give peace, her peace to space to repent of her fornication. And she repented not. Chapter 3 and verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. 3 and 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. The word repent is here for God to use because He sees some things in our lives or in the church's lives, most especially in these churches of Revelation. He saw some things there that He wasn't pleased with. So therefore, He was writing to the ministers of those churches and telling them what to say. Jesus was actually addressing his words to the churches, the seven churches.
That's right.
He was addressing those to the seven churches.
Yes, sir.
That letter went to every church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The good words went, the bad words went.
Yes, right.
The praise and the rebuke,
that's right.
It all went.
Sure did.
I don't mind God's rebuke if I've done something that I wished I hadn't have done, and God visits me, especially when I pray. I repent. I just repent. And a lot of people think that when you repent, that you've totally backslid and you don't have a chance no more. That's not true. God loves repentance. He wrote to his people, Israel, again and again and again. He encouraged them to repent. He encouraged them to make their ways right. God wants us to make our ways right. If God will help me tonight, I'd like to, this, I know it's going to sound odd to you, but I'd like to preach on being a revolutionist. On being a revolutionist. The word revolutionist means to change, to create, to bring about a change. And I feel like the church world in our day really needs to be a revolutionist. Each of us needs to be a revolutionist. We need to ask God. Many people get down and make excuses to God and say, Lord, you know, I've been sick and you know, this happened and this happened. Why don't we just stop? Say, God, if I have failed, I repent. I want to change. A revolutionist means to change. It takes a change to be a revolutionist. I don't know about you, but I believe we're living in the final hours upon the face of this earth. And I know God can still do some things. It may be a while before the tribulations come. It may be a while before God takes his people out of this world. I would hope so for the sake of our children and our grandchildren and our neighbors and our loved ones. Many of us have loved ones that has never prayed. I got a brother, as far as I know, has never prayed. He and I were pretty close several years ago, and he came home with me when I pastored a church in Tennessee. And he said, I'm going to go home with you this weekend, spend the weekend with you. And I was glad. I was happy. And God spoke to me that night what to preach. And I preached on so near, yet so far away.
Yeah.
That's in churches.
Yeah, brother. Right.
They're near the fire, but they don't have the fire in them.
That's right.
They're near where God's people are, but they're not near to God. And that's so sad. God wants you and I to draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to us.
Right.
Then it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Weep and mourn. Let your laughter be turned to mourning.
Yes. What he said, brother.
We have no reason to laugh and smile if there's 1 ounce of rebellion in us.
Right.
If there's 1 ounce of rebellion in us, we do not have a right to laugh and have a good time. We need to be trying to make a revolutionist out of ourselves. I think for the most part, all of us could anyway. Amen? I don't know about you, but if I don't get a change in my family and some of my family, I'm going to have some people that die and go to hell.
Come on, bro.
I've got a son who's been backslid for like 25 or so years.
Jesus.
I got two grandsons now that's backslid. One of them may have never been saved, but the other one I know has. And he's backslid on God. And it breaks my heart. So I have no time to waste. I have no time to fool away. I only have time to pray and seek the face of God. My prayer several times when I've got down recently, God, look at me. Search me, O God. Know my heart, I pray. See if there be any wicked way in me. And then he said, and lead me in the way everlasting. In the way everlasting. God, don't let me go my way. Don't let me do what I want to do, God.
Amen.
Whatever you have to do to turn me around, Lord, I want you to turn me around. I want you to help me, God, that I will be a hot iron for you. That I will be a worker, that I'll be a laborer for you. Listen to all those things. Repent, he said. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Repent, remember where you've fallen from, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. As many as I love, he said, as many as I love, I do what? I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. I want him to do it now. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. I don't want to wait till next year. I don't wait till next week. No telling what could happen in one day. God, if there's something wrong in my life, I want you to revolutionize my life. I want you to change me. Glory to God. Glory to God. To effect the change, Webster's Dictionary, 1828, definition, to effect the change in the form of a political constitution as to revolutionize a government. You say the church doesn't have a government. Yes, it does. It does. We sometimes don't like to think it does, but it does. It has a government. And God is the head of that government.
That's right. Amen.
And if we don't do like we're supposed to do, did you know at any time God wants to, he can cut us off.
Yes, he can. Amen. That's right.
He can cut us off.
Right.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this place.
Yeah,
no more. Listen, we do not. I don't want God to cut me off.
No, sir.
I want to be part of heaven. I want to be part of the joy and the peace and the contentment that goes on up there in the glory world. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To change one's mind, it means to repent. As many, he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Zealous. A puny will not repent. Come on here. He'll make excuses. He'll try to show God where he's at, what he has done. I'm going to, but the further you go down the road of I'm going to, the more likely you will never repent over that.
That's right.
I know.
That's it.
Brother Ross, why do you always preach like that? I love you.
Amen.
I love you.
God.
If I ever wanted to see a church to exceed, it's this one right here. I'm not bragging, but I got a lot of prayers involved in this church. Because my family's here. My family, blood family, and my family kin, spiritual kin,
yes,
is here.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I think it's the greatest thing in the world to be kin to God's people.
Come on, brother. You know
that. Yeah, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
To effect an entire change of principles in the gospel, if we receive in truth, truth has a way of revolutionizing our soul if we accept it. But if we don't accept it, it cannot. Daniel Webster said, if there's anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due my parents for instilling in me an early love of the scriptures. If he instills in me an early love of the scriptures, there ought to be something take place in my life. He did. And the results is not as much as I want it today, but the results is good.
Hallelujah.
Over 50 years, really over 60 years in the church. I'm about to forget we've been married 60 years. And I met her in church. We got married in church. We stayed in church.
Hallelujah.
Heard the gospel preached. And I want you to know it's revolutionized my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
An entire change of principles. An entire change of me having a reverence for God's people and a reverence for His Word. An early love of the Scriptures, he said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we end our posterity and neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity.
Wow.
Daniel Webster said that. How much more should you and I think we need? I prayed today and I said, God, if things ain't like they need to be, I want to change.
Amen.
I want you to revolutionize my life. But Brother Ross, you've been in the church and you've been preaching the gospel for years. Listen, I doubt if there's a one under the sound of my voice that could not move up.
Amen.
Right, brother. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
And did you know God's going to hold each of us accountable?
Yes.
For that we can do but don't do?
Oh. Come on.
We all need to be a revolutionist. I believe that with all my heart. When it comes to the church and the things that we're engaged in effecting a change of the government, you know, people has to vote and people has to work. People has to speak their mind. They have to work towards that effort. They have to get votes together. And did you know it seems like now we're not trying to get any votes? No, we're not trying to get votes. What do you mean votes? We should be getting votes for this church. People, we need the people to get, be encouraged in the church. We need people to come to this church.
Yeah.
We need to be living lives that we'll get a vote on our revolutionist.
Come on, brother.
Get a vote on it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. In the community. And then when it comes to church, if people's going to find a church, they don't want one that's weak and run down. And filters everything through it. Come on here. But they want one that's pure and holy, righteous and faithful. I don't know about you, but I want to be faithful. I want God to use me for His honor and His glory. Hallelujah. Changing our lives. You know, I'm in favor of a change. I don't know about you. I can use some change. Somebody thinks, you know, most of the time we think when we think of ourselves, it takes God to get us in prayer and get our attention. Yes, it does.
Thank you, Jesus.
You think you're doing good. You've been praying, you'll get down to pray one day. God will say, He put His fingers on some things. He goes to pointing. And He goes to saying to you and I, you need to draw nigh to me and you need to draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you. And you know what He said? He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. We don't have no double-minded people in here. We need to be single-minded for God, for His word, for His property, amen, for His church. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Hallelujah. The unity of the Spirit. The Spirit, there is no disunity in the Spirit of God. No disunity at all. Full unity of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And when we say that we are in the Spirit, we're doing everything that we do in the Spirit, we're saying there is unity in our souls. There is unity among the people. There is unity when me and my family, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No. I can't help what my grandsons do. I can't help what my granddaughter does. I can't help what my son does. But I can help what I do. We need to energize our lives to act with force, to operate with vigor. Digger. Put some strength in it. Put some hope in it. Put some effort in it. Producing a change in others is not always easy. But Brother Dan, we should be working on it every day of our life. Our children, our grandchildren, come on.
Amen.
Our neighbor, the members of the church. Would somebody help me here? The members of the church. I'm telling you, we need, come on. We need to reharmonize our lives. Reharmonize our lives. Our lives are full of the Word of God. We get preaching. You know what it is? We are not taking that preaching and processing it in our lives. We're not doing that. Every time I come up here, I'm just going to say it this way. I soak in. If it's just Brother Dan, I soak it in.
Yeah.
If it's one of the other preachers, I soak it in.
Yeah.
If it's a Sunday school teacher, I soak it in. I want everything I can get.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm growing old. 77 years old. If you go by regular time, I don't have much time left. But God is able to keep that I have committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Woo, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother. Praise the Lord.
Watching. Watching. Discover and avoid danger to provide for safety. We need the safety there is in being totally for God. There is a safety. There is a safety, Brother Dan, that the devil can't get to. I feel God in this place. A refuge, yes. When we change, when we revolutionize our lives by the Word of God and the Spirit of God, did you know? I mean, the enemy will be after us.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing he can do until we turn.
Yeah. Right.
As long as we go straight, as long as we keep on going with God and for God and doing for the church, there's nothing he can do against
right.
it.
Nothing.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You've heard this scripture before, but I want to read it to you. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. One hope of your calling. Verse 5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Four things I want us to look at here. One God and Father of all. Listen to this. One God and Father of us all.
Yes. One God.
In three persons.
Right.
I don't want none of you to think that I am a Jesus only. You look at me, I am not a Jesus only. I despise that doctrine.
Amen.
At a restaurant one time, man come in, Jesus only man. We was eating breakfast, the wife and I, at Hardy's. He come in, he saw us, he knew we were Christians by the way we're dressed. Or different anyway. He said, where you go to church at? Told him, he said, Trinitarian? I said, yes. He said, in other words, you worship three gods. I said, no. I said, the Bible said these three are one.
Right.
These three are one.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
It didn't say this one is three. It said these three are one.
Yeah. There you go.
It didn't take him long to go.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do with that. Their doctrine is as flimsy. Is anything you've ever seen.
Yeah.
But the Trinitarian doctrine stands, I'm talking about undefeated.
Right.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me get off of that. Amen. Our Lord, one faith, one baptism. Four things I want us to look at. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all. And in you all, you talk about unity.
Yeah.
You talk about unity. You talk about God working with his people. Listen again. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 4 and 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto edifying of itself in love.
Yeah.
Edifying itself in love. There's going to be love.
Amen.
See, there is no, if you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, God's going to lead you.
Yes, amen.
He's going to lead you.
Yes,
if you're just saved and you're under the leadership of a good church, God's going to lead you.
Yes.
Even if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God's going to lead you.
Right.
Yes, he is. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying you don't need the Holy Ghost. No. You need the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You definitely need the Holy Ghost.
Brother, go ahead. Come on.
If we're going to be revolutionist, we need to reharmonize our own lives. To reharmonize means to agree, to be in peace and friendship as individuals or families. Reharmonize our lives with the Word of God. When you have a doubt, go to your pastor. Go to somebody that knows. Find out. Mm-hmm. Don't let somebody cram you full of junk and garbage.
Right. Amen.
Go to your pastor.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That can give you what you need.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. With all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. I'll try to let you go in just a few minutes. Amen. Who are you supporting? Did you know when we are revolutionist, we support somebody. We support somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who are you supporting? Mm-hmm. Or are you barely making it yourself? Mm-hmm. That's no good. Mm-hmm. Barely making it by yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to be help to somebody.
Come on, yes,
you need to be a light
in
this dark, degenerate world that we're living in.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When you're amongst people that don't even know what a Christian is, they should find out through you.
Right.
They should find out through
Amen.
You. Praise
oh,
God.
You go,
Amen. Because Amen. The light
Amen.
Of the glorious gospel illuminates through the life that you live.
Yes.
If you live holy and righteous and godly in this present world, it illuminates through your life.
Right.
Because you are a revolutionist. You have changed. You're living different.
Come on,
Come on.
Every joint supplieth.
Yes.
Every joint supplieth. Mm-hmm. Who are you supplying? I'll let you answer that. According to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Glory to God. Nobody wants to play second fiddle. Nobody don't want to play second fiddle. You know what it takes in a band? If nobody plays second fiddle, there's no harmony.
That's right.
It takes second fiddle to keep the harmony.
That's right. It does. Yes, it does. That's good. Amen. That's good.
Are you keeping the harmony?
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Is your life measuring up to what you're supposed to do?
Go ahead.
No, there's no such thing as just going to church every time, going back to the house, forgetting it. No.
Come on.
You're going to be part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to be part.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you'll soon get out.
Go ahead.
You'll soon lose. You'll soon get to the place to where it don't mean anything to you. Are you willing to play second fiddle to somebody? Or do you want to be tops, first, foremost, and utmost? You know, there's a lot of people, they'll come in here and they'll do good if you give them a prime job. Of course, you may tear down your church while you're doing that because they're not harmonized. No, they're not harmonized. God wants you and I in harmony.
Yes, He does.
Living in harmony. Glory to God. Building, edification, wherewith one may edify. The act of building up. The act of edification. The act of one promotes another growth in Christian wisdom and dedication. We can't have things our way. Forgive me if you think I have overstepped my place tonight. I don't think I have. Are you supporting? Or are you just riding?
Come on.
I'm not riding. I refuse to ride free. I want to be part.
Amen.
Could I just... Brother Dan, you got your Bible? 2 Peter. Chapter 1, verse 5.
Beside this, giving all.
Now, I want you to notice, if you read first in the first four verses, you'll find out Peter was writing to them and in telling them that they were Christians. Mm-hmm. If you read those first four. Then he said, you're Christians, but beside this.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue
knowledge.
To knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience. To patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, that make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged
from his old sins.
Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.
Never fall.
Right, right.
If you do these things,
right,
you'll never fall.
That's what it says, brother.
Yeah.
You've got to add. Now, did you notice? He said, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and then virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance. He had them in a row. He had them as they were needed in a row. Then he said, if these things be in you and abound, they'll make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things, he that don't have these things, come on. He's blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged. God help us. I don't want us to get to the place to where we have forgotten that we are purged by the blood of Jesus Christ and that we're part of Christ's church. Amen. I want to stay in. I don't know about you. I want to stay in. I want to keep myself in the love of God. Keep yourselves, he said, in the love of God. Where love abounds. Amen. Would you stand with me? I want us to pray. I want you to pray. If you want to pray right where you're at, that's fine. If you want to come to the altar, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. But I want you to pray over this message. Right now, let's pray. Father,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, our Lord.